Secretaire.
Thank you.
Necessary.
I think that it's necessary just to underscore something that I raised in my previous statement during the previous session, and that's the fact that during this current moment in time, in the face of this prolonged crisis, what we've been seeing is a worsening of the limitation of rights and a persistence of policies of hostility that limit the exercising of the economic, social, and cultural rights. And I believe that we need to understand the fact that, and this was mentioned during the panels, that since 1993, there's been this enemy, which is the neoliberal economy that imposes its own interests during this moment in time, monopolizing financial capital and protecting their interest to reproduce capital. And so I think it's quite necessary to underscore the fact, because this links into the debate on the international debt architecture, on the restriction of the sovereignty of countries to adopt more effective policies to do with the needs of the population before, during, and after this pandemic. And therefore, we need to link back to reinserting the economy and social protection and provide an effective response to rights and adopting a comprehensive and egalitarian approach. And that way we could perhaps break up this policy of shock in response to the pandemic and return people's rights and go back to something that was produced several years ago, and that is a profound revision of the international economic order, above all when it comes to protecting the interests of financial capital. I'd just like to refer back to something that was mentioned by the colleague that spoke on the right to water. Last year, water was actually floated on the Chicago Stock Exchange, and so that was a first step towards the privatization of water, which, let's face it, is a scarce resource that is necessary in order to uphold the well-being of populations. And so this is a further step towards the privatization of social rights and the progressive control of financial capital over sanitation. And so we need to say that's enough, because otherwise we'll be facing another crisis, a political crisis, where there'll be an overhauling of the attainment of rights.